Harry and Hermione dashed over to Ron.
"What did he do to him?"
Hermione whispered. Ron's eyes were only half closed. His mouth hung open. He was definitely alive. They could hear him breathing, but he didn't seem to recognize them.
"I don't know."
Harry looked desperately around. Black and Lupin, both gone. They had no one but Snape for company, still hanging unconscious in midair. "We'd better get them up to the castle and tell someone," said Harry, pushing his hair out of his eyes, trying to think straight. "Come." But then, from beyond the range of their vision, they heard a yelping, a whining, a dog in pain.
"Sirius," Harry muttered, staring into the darkness.
He had a moment's indecision, but there was nothing they could do for Ron at the moment, and by the sound of it, Black was in trouble. Harry set off at a run, Hermione right behind him. The yelping seemed to be coming from the ground near the edge of the lake. They pelted toward it, and Harry, running flat out, felt the cold without realizing what it must mean. The yelping stopped abruptly. As they reached the lake shore, they saw why. Sirius had turned back into a man. He was crouched on all fours, his hands over his head.
"No!"
he moaned.
"No! Please!"
And then Harry saw them. Dementors, at least 100 of them, gliding in a black mass around the lake toward them. He spun round, the familiar icy cold penetrating his insides, fog starting to obscure his vision. More were appearing out of the darkness on every side. They were encircling them.
"Hermione, think of something happy!"
Harry yelled, raising his wand, blinking furiously to try and clear his vision, shaking his head to rid it of the faint screaming that had started inside it.
"I'm going to live with my godfather. I'm leaving the Dursleys."
He forced himself to think of Black, and only Black, and began to chant, "Expecto Patronum! Expecto Patronum!" Black gave a shudder, rolled over, and lay motionless on the ground, pale as death.
"He'll be all right. I'm going to go and live with him. Expecto Patronum. Hermione, help me. Expecto Patronum. Expecto,"
Hermione whispered.
"Expecto, expecto."
But she couldn't do it. The Dementors were closing in, barely 10 feet from them. They formed a solid wall around Harry and Hermione and were getting closer.
"Expecto Patronum,"
Harry yelled, trying to bluff the screaming from his ears.
"Expecto Patronum."
A thin wisp of silver escaped his wand and hovered like mist before him. At the same moment, Harry felt Hermione collapse next to him. He was alone, completely alone.
"Expecto, expecto, patronum."
Harry felt his knees hit the cold grass. Fog was clouding his eyes. With a huge effort, he fought to remember.
"Sirius was innocent. Innocent. We'll be okay. I'm going to live with him. Expecto Patronum,"
he gasped.